Times are especially tough in the oil patch, so I couldn't resist sharing this bit from the week column in the current National Review. ConocoPhillips and NuStar made a bit of history when they loaded up a tanker with the first oil legally exported from the U.S. in 40 years, sending a shipload of crude oil from the Texas Eagle Ford Shale Formation out of the port of Corpus Christi, bound for a refinery in Switzerland. It marks the end of a long and stupid era. The ban on oil exports was a response to the Arab oil embargoes of 1973 and is typical of anti-trade thinking. We'll show those rascally foreigners a thing or two by not selling our valuable products on world markets. For years, petroleum products have been the largest driver of U.S. trade deficits. Fracking changed the equation, with U.S. producers pulling so much oil out of the ground that the export ban was finally revealed as absurd. We aren't quite out of the woods of stupidity. Oil exports still require federal approval, but permitting U.S. producers to export an extraordinarily valuable U.S. commodity to global markets is a step in the right direction, especially at a time of conflict between Iran and Saudi Arabia, two petro giants whose combined oil production just barely exceeds that of the number one producer, which is, happily, us, the United States. Commodities are by their nature largely interchangeable, but there's something to be said for a world running on American oil rather than Islamo-fascist oil. If you agree, hug a fracker. Truly, truly. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.